Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me. Arnie and Dr. Podell are off, but we have a special guest, Dr. Robert Barry, who is with Konica, the makers of Ubiquinol, or Konica QH. And we're answering your questions now about the differences and the benefits of Ubiquinol versus Ubiquinone, and, of course, the advantages of CoQ10 in general. We just took a question from Anne Marie, and it's a very good question. Basically, Anne Marie is asking if she's taking something like Ubiquinol, does she need to be taking other antioxidants also, and things of that sort. And I'm going to take a first crack at answering that, and then I'll pass the microphone over to Dr. Barry and to Sam. The answer is, you know, if you were listening earlier, you heard us talking about just the one antioxidant, ubiquinol, and we were pointing out that it's part of a redox system. There is a reduced form and an oxidized form of this one particular of this antioxidant, and in the body it can go from one to the other. It sort of forms an interchangeable thing. If you need one, it goes one direction, it can move back in the other direction. That's an important thing. There are the other antioxidants that are in your body, in your diet, can enter into this balanced reaction as well. When an antioxidant functions as an antioxidant, it gets reduced and gets back oxidized again, and all of the antioxidants together function as a team to work in concert with each other so that you're getting the proper benefit of these things. That's why we always recommend. We just ran a commercial for one of our favorite products, the Phytotech Antiox Phytocomplex, which is a blend of acai berry and mangosteen and goji and grape skin and grapeseed and so forth. And we point out in that commercial that you want to take a mixture of these antioxidants along with the vitamin antioxidants, and I'm going to add now, along with ubiquinol or any other antioxidant. Don't make the mistake of focusing in on one particular antioxidant merely because you hear some marketing or advertising or something. The ideal situation is to take a blend of as many of these natural antioxidants as you can. All right? Now, Dr. Barry, Sam, what do you guys have to add?
Absolutely. Last time I was on the radio, I'd mentioned that I think rather than zeroing in on what, you know, let's say the topic is one individual antioxidant, is not to assume that that's going to take care of all your needs. You do need to have a number of different antioxidants. They act in concert. I like to think of it as like a relay race. They sort of, one antioxidant hands off a free radical to the other, and and it keeps getting handed down the line until the body gets rid of it and eliminates it as water or simple materials. So that's really the most important thing you could do, Rosemary. Is to take a good blend of both vitamins, selenium and C and copper, and all these things also help as well. So a good blend of vitamins and antioxidant flavonoids, you can't go wrong.
Okay. Well, may I mention the brand at all of ubiquinol?
Sure. Oh, sure.
Okay, it's Puritan's Pride.
Okay.
If it has the Konica QH, then that's fine.
Yeah, one of the things I can mention, actually, this impresses me because I'm behind the research on it, but in terms of Konica as a corporation, They literally police and check those brands that carry ubiquinol. They blindly go to stores throughout the U.S. and take it off the shelf and test it through their own laboratories to make sure that what's in that capsule and what you're buying is ubiquinol, that it hasn't deteriorated to ubiquinone and that type of thing. And I should add that
they do pay for it, though, right? I mean,
oh, sorry. and that's very unusual for any corporation, especially in this field. And I'm happy to report that the results of the study that they did, and again, this was blind last year, there was only two. And let me remind you, there's over 80 brands now, and it was only off by a couple percent, but they did visit those companies and correct it. So as long as it has the Konica QH logo on it, then you know it's Konica's material.
Okay, Rosemary, thank you very much for that call.
Quick thing.
Yeah?
If you don't mind. I take a statin. I take 20 milligrams of the Lipitor. And recently I heard on a TV station a doctor talking about that should be taken in the evening along with ubiquinol.
Okay.
I don't know. I've always taken my meds in the morning, but now I heard that Lipitor and ubiquinol should be taken in the evening.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a physician. I'm a research scientist, so I'm not sure of the designation for that. You might want to check with your healthcare provider, but you bring up a very important subject. Not sure if most people know, but I think they do, that statins actually reduce very effectively cholesterol, but not very very selectively. It affects the same biochemical pathway that produces coenzyme Q10. So if you take a statin, doesn't matter which one, your levels of CoQ10 are absolutely reduced. And it's also been shown that's when you need it most. But also what you need most is the reduced ubiquinol form. I would, again, check with your healthcare provider. There's a number of clinical studies that have been initiated. In fact, there's one here in a major medical center right close to New York City here that has an FDA and NIH approval for a fairly sizable studies that's already been initiated with ubiquinol with people who take statins for statin-induced myalgia.
So normally, Don, I know we often recommend taking people who are taking statins take a CoQ10. Supplement. It sounds like, Dr. Berry, you're saying the preferred form would be the reduced form ubiquinol.
Okay. Well, you know, most people taking statins are older than 30, 40 years of age. So based upon what Dr. Berry explained earlier, I think right away you would feel that ubiquinol would be the preferred form.
Sure. And it's just not conjecture. There's a number of studies that have been done. In fact, there's a very specific study that was done with people with advanced stage congestive heart failure, and it was a direct comparison of conventional CoQ10 with ubiquinol. There was, and even surprisingly, I should say, for Konica, they expected maybe a little bit better result. It was dramatically better, not only in terms of plasma levels that were obtained, but more importantly, in terms of the clinical outcome of those patients.
You know, what I thought you were going to say when you started answering the question, Dr. Berry, was that statin drugs very efficiently, very effectively lower the levels of a coenzyme Q10.
Well, unfortunately, yes, that's true, too.
but that's what I was expecting you to say. That's why I started to kind of laugh a little bit. But that's the truth. I don't know. Is there any justification, any reason why conventional medicine does not automatically prescribe CoQ10 when they prescribe statin drugs?
One of the things I could say, I think that's almost a pharmaceutical political question, but part of the answer is to that, if you were to go to Canada, Pfizer Canada is required by their regulatory in Canada to put out an advertisement. I believe it's at least once, if not twice a year, that anyone who's taking a statin has to talk to their healthcare provider about CoQ10. And of course, now that ubiquinol will be added to that, so maybe in the near future, that would be a package deal. But it makes sense. But also, they need the studies to qualify that as well.
Okay. And by the way, Rosemary, yes, I believe that they do normally recommend that you take your statin drug in the evening. I don't remember exactly why or just how important it is, but that is the usual recommendation, and that's when I take my, I take a very low dose, and I take my ubiquinol at the same time that I take my statin drug.
Okay, I'm on Plavix also. Can I take Plavix with ubiquinol? Is that all right?
As long as you don't choke on the capsule. Yes.
But one, okay. One of the things I should mention for any of the people that are calling in is a lot are asking about taking it with other pharmaceuticals or other supplements. At least to date, there's no adverse side effects that have been associated with it.
Okay, thanks for the call, Rosemary. Okay, it's time for a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us or Dr. Barry about the coenzyme Q10 and or ubiquinol, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back with Dr. Robert Barry after these words.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists. Oh, hi. Caught me by surprise there. Such an abrupt ending. This is Don Goldberg. You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you will find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices around. It's true. Here are some examples, in case you don't believe me. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, here are some current sales specials. Listen to this. Doctor's Best and Healthy Origins, 40% off on the entire lines. Source Naturals, Nature's Answer, Garden of Life, and American Health, 35% off the entire lines. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Natural Factors, New Chapter, 30% off on the entire lines. Quality of Life is on sale. Jarrow's on sale. Allergy Research Group is on sale. Nordic Naturals is on sale. Solgar is on sale. Oh, then
wow.
There's more.
That's really something. Okay, but that's not all. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you can go to our website at www.wilner.com, and that's Wilner with two L's, and you click on the On Sale tab. And while you're there, you could sign up for our newsletter, or you can request our free product catalog or sales flyer. You can also call us for a catalog or sales flyer. The number is 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and address. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. But even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And, of course, while you're on our website, Wilner.com, be sure to check out all the informative articles, the reference material, the audio files of previous radio shows. You can even look up product prices and place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment. Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women, hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists. Now, while we're talking about Solgar, I want to tell you that the entire Solgar line is on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists. I need to also tell you that all Solgar CoQ10 supplements, including ubiquinol, are now on sale at 40% off list, all of them.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, helping to host this week. We have a special guest in the studio, Dr. Robert Barry from Conica, the makers of ubiquinol, which is also called Conica QH. Before I forget, while I'm thinking of it, let me just remind you one more time about Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter, who is going to be in our downtown store on Thursday. That's 253 Broadway, from 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock, giving away signed copies of his book, Stop Pre-Diabetes Now, and Answering Your Questions. And then on Friday, giving away signed copies of his book at the Midtown store, 100 Park Avenue, from 12 until 3 o'clock, okay? You really, you know, why not come by, get a free copy of Jack's book and ask him any questions
actually,
that you might like?
I have a copy, one of the copies that was sent to us, Don, and the title is The Food Mood Solution.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad somebody told me which book it is.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Don.
That's a good book, too. Okay.
All Natural Ways to Banish Anxiety, Depression, Anger, Stress, Overeating, and Alcohol and Drug-Related Problems and Feel Good Again. It's called The Food Mood Solution by Jack Chalom. It's a pretty well-written book and certainly something you may want to take a look at and certainly get a free copy of, a signed free copy.
Now, if you want a copy of Stop Pre-Diabetes Now, which is also a good book, you can buy it, and he'll sign that, too, I'm sure, for no extra charge. Anyway, okay, look, we got a lot of folks waiting on the phones, and we have a fascinating topic. Let's go to Morty from Brooklyn. Welcome to the World of Window. Morty, what's your question?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Dr. Barry, in regard to someone with chronic fatigue syndrome, a female in her 40s, Of course, being considered, but of course you only want the best for that individual. Would you stick solely, with ubiquinol, or would you do 100 on ubiquinol and 100 on, you know, the other ubiquinone?
Okay, well, again, she should check with a healthcare provider if she's going to switch it all. But the main thing is if you should, ubiquinol is probably the better answer if you're 40 or above. And let me put it this way. Part of the reason, as we mentioned earlier, is the lack of efficient conversion from regular CoQ10, ubiquinone, to ubiquinol in your system. With that, then, there's been a number of studies that have been shown that no matter how much you load up on ubiquinone, the conventional CoQ10, if you're not converting it to ubiquinol, it really doesn't matter. So I would say that just ubiquinol alone, again, ubiquinol alone will work at least as well as CoQ10.
Would you consider the dose of 200 milligrams of the, you know, of, you know, solely the, what you would call the ubiquinol? Would you, you know, at this point, consider that to be a nice dose, or can one take more?
First of all, that's a good dose, but yes, you can take more. There's no safety issues. It has an enviable safety issue. There's no adverse side effects that have been associated with it. If your healthcare provider is familiar with it, there's a number of laboratories throughout the U.S. that do CoQ10 profiles, which includes the ubiquinol to total CoQ10 ratio. It's becoming more common, and it's being used for a lot of lipid profiles and that type of thing. That's really the way to monitor it.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Morty. Let me be devil's advocate for a moment, Dr. Barry, because, you know, we've had a certain amount of controversy, and I know you've addressed this in various ways at times, but let's, you know, let me just, for the sake of argument, you know, we're talking about ubiquinol and CoQ10, and there are two primary functions that we talk about. One is the antioxidant function, the other is cellular energy and so forth. The ubiquinone, will that function as well for the cellular energy side of the equation as the ubiquinol?
It will, as long as you can still convert, even in the mitochondria, where the predominantly, it's in a number of organelles, but predominantly in the mitochondria where cellular respiration takes place and ATP generation takes place in all of our cells. If the conversion from ubiquinone to ubiquinol is compromised, then it doesn't matter how much ubiquinone you have in it. You need both. But if you take ubiquinol, you have both.
So you're saying that for energy function of the cells, you still need to be converted from ubiquinone to ubiquinol.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's its primary function. Sure.
Well, we're going to have to stop there, Don, because we do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemist is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, now let's go to the traffic.
Hey, if you're traveling on the Major Deegan, southbound side of 230th Street, there's a disabled vehicle being cleared away. Also, the Cross Bronx, westbound side, Bronx River Park, we add to the GW Bridge, plenty of company. Eastbound side, you've got delays heading in towards the Deegan as you come off the span of the GW Bridge itself. Grand Central, westbound side at the Marine Air Terminal, disabled vehicle has been cleared away. Getting across the Hudson River, over at the Holland Tunnel, everything appears to be in good shape. I'm not seeing any backups for you over at the Lincoln Tunnel. And as far as the GW Bridge is concerned, it looks like we are apparently in good shape there as well. Traveling in New Jersey, you'll find delays in the Garden State Parkway northbound side heading in towards exit 151. Serious accident still being investigated. Right lane is blocked off. I suggest you take it over to Route 20. Check that Route 78 to Route 21. Then take 21 north. That'll keep you moving. No major problems right now over on the Garden State Parkway. Getting across the Tappan Zee Bridge, everything appears to be in good shape. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Robert Barry from Konica, the makers of Ubiquinol, Konica QH. Let me clarify, Dr. Barry, that I understand what you were saying correctly. You're saying that it is necessary, even in the body, to convert ubiquinone, regular CoQ10, into ubiquinol, not only to get the antioxidant type action from the substance, but also to get the energy producing activity in the cells. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because I think there have been some people who say, well, you know, the only really difference is the antioxidant function, and otherwise it's not that big a deal. So that's not correct. Okay, good. All right.
Well, I would suggest also for those that are interested in playing on the web a little bit, you could always go on the web and just Google ATP production or bioenergetics, and you'll see CoQ10 and ubiquinol there from it's basic biochemistry.
Good. Okay. All right. We went from the Dick Van Dyke Show to Seinfeld now, because I think for Elaine from Wayne, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Elaine. How can we help you today?
So I'd like to know if Conica QH can help eradicate cataract C caused by oxidative stress.
Well, I'll take a first shot at this, and then we'll pass it on to Dr. Barry, because I think you might be making the mistake that we cautioned you not to make earlier. Cataracts is a result of oxidation in the lens of the eye. There are numerous antioxidants that can be involved in hopefully retarding the progress of cataracts. Anything from in my opinion, ubiquinol to the things like the berries and the fruits, the flavonoids, to maybe N-acetylcysteine, a precursor to glutathione, which I believe is one of the primary antioxidants in that part of the eye. All of these things together will have an antioxidant function. Ubiquinol by itself, Dr. Barry will tell us if I'm wrong, I doubt that there are specific studies on ubiquinol and cataracts. Dr. Barry, am I correct, or is there a study in that regard?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, so is there any reason, Dr. Barry, why as part of an antioxidant complex or an antioxidant approach, even with something like cataract prevention involved, that ubiquinol wouldn't be part of that complex of nutrients?
Oh, no. I would imagine it would make sense.
Okay.
But there are no studies that have been done on that to date, but I should also mention that there's dozens and dozens of studies quarterly that are coming out and being initiated with ubiquinol. It's a fairly new commercially.
Yeah. So, Elaine, I would say yes, ubiquinol would certainly be one of the antioxidants. Look, the nice thing about something like ubiquinol is that it has so many benefits. You know, not only is it a powerful antioxidant, but it's going to help you in so many other ways also. So as part of the regimen that you should adopt, the antioxidant regimen to help to prevent the cataracts and other things, of course, aging, whatever, ubiquinol would certainly seem to be a logical part of that combination. Okay?
Okay, thank you for the call.
All righty. Okay, Frank from Staten Island, how can we help you today?
Yes, I would like to know, would ubiquinol have any effect on pulmonary fibrosis?
Dr. Barry, is this the same kind of an answer?
Yes. I think to date, the safest way to go is that if there's been an implication or an indication or studies showing that CoQ10 in general provided some advantage in whatever the disorder is that ubiquinol would probably be applicable. But it's too early for something like that. Hasn't been studied as of yet. But again, I would go back to the same way that you summarized for the previous caller. Its overall effect and benefits are certainly worthwhile.
Okay. I'm sorry, Frank. I know you know it's understandable that for those of you with particular health problems, you would like to see something that's directed to that particular problem, but that's not always the case. You have to use a little bit of common sense.
And Don, yeah. It seems that from what we've talked about previously about
using a concert of different supplements and an approach, a whole fundamental approach about restoring health to someone, that one product really would never be sort of used in this way anyway. We tend to like to look at underlying causes, and we like to help the body become as healthy as possible using a number of different measures, of which CoQ10 could play a role, but there are other things that one may consider in treating a lot of these, you know, complex conditions. And it's usually when you see, let's say, Frank, if you were to see, let's say, an alternative or integrative physician, they may utilize other, you know, sort of a concert of different supplements and diet and so forth and measures, therapies that will help you. It's not going to, it won't be, I don't think, ever one, you know, nutrient or supplement that's going to come along to take care of these things.
I guess,
it's going to be a harmony, you know, a combination, yeah, or a synergy of supplements that combine perhaps with some orthodox treatments.
So in fairness to Frank, you know, he might be taking a lot of supplements already, and maybe it's a question, well, do I add one more? And, you know, that a decision might be dependent upon his health situation, and if that additional supplement is particularly valuable for his health problem, okay, maybe it's worth adding it. Otherwise, maybe he's already taking enough other things. I can understand that. Anyway, well,
I mean, perhaps I could throw out, Frank, you should maybe look into NAC, for instance. That's probably one of the most important supplements for lung health that you could start with. It wouldn't hurt to take CoQ10, other antioxidants as well, magnesium, but obviously you need to just strengthen whatever healthy parts of your lungs you can, and because I don't think there's any reversing of the scarring, but you just want to keep your overall health status as optimal as possible.
Good. Okay, Frank, thank you for that call. Hope we were at least of some help for you. Let's move on to June from Brooklyn again. Welcome to the World in the Window, June. How can we help you?
Hello. What are the other names out there in the supplement world that I would find on labels to indicate that the CoQ10 is ubiquinol CoQ10?
You would either see it called ubiquinol, or you would see QH as part of the name.
You know, Don, we haven't really, I don't know if we've mentioned it, but you won't see CoQ10, will you, on a ubiquinol label, would you? Officially, it's not really called CoQ10, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the commercial side and the labels that are used by the brand holders. But again, if you go on to the ConocoQH.com site, there's a page there that shows all of the brand holders. But again, if you have the bottle in front of you, or if you're in at the Wilmer chemist, they can point it out to you as well. But it'll have Conoco. It will say Conoco somewhere on the label, okay. And have the Conoco logo as well.
Here are some of the products, June, that we carry at Wilner's that use or that have the Conoco QH product. A Blue Bonnet product is called Ubiquinol. Doctor's Best, it's called Best Ubiquinol. Enzymatic Therapy, I think it's Active Life Q, they call it. Jarrow Formulas, it's called QH Absorb. I think Healthy Origins, I mentioned, is on sale right now. They have ubiquinol. We carry Life Extension. Well, actually, I'm looking. Okay, Life Extension might say CoQ10 on the panel. Allergy Research Group has a ubiquinol. Now Foods has the ubiquinol. A Progressive Labs that we carry has ubiquinol. Source Naturals, we have in the store, it's also ubiquinol.
I would say that it's pretty much labeled as ubiquinol, June, although there's some differences like the QH absorb and so forth. But I think if you're looking for the ubiquinol, I think it won't be too hard to find
it. And as I mentioned earlier, Conoco is the only producer and manufacturer of ubiquinol. So if it says ubiquinol on the bottle, it has to be Conoco material, but look for the logo.
Okay. All right, June, does that answer your question?
Yes, that does. Thank you so much.
Okay,
goodbye.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Let's see. How should we take a break, Sam, or should we take one more call?
I think we have time for one more.
Okay. Let's go to. Okay. Here's a good question, Pete. I think I have an answer for you, Pete. We have Pete on the phone. He's from Manhattan. I'm going to answer your question before you ask it, and then I'll let you ask your question. If you come into Wilner Chemist, Pete, and you buy your bottle of ubiquinol and you bring your prescription statin with you, I'll take a rubber band and or some scotch tape, and I'll kind of connect the two together so that you can you won't forget to take your ubiquinol with your statin. But anyway, go ahead and ask your question, Pete.
Yeah, hi. And then I actually have another quick question. Yeah, I take a statin. I've been on that for a while, and my doctor put me on the CoQ10, so I take the ubiquinol on that because I just find that the statin is intolerable, particularly like when you work out every day. I just found I just wasn't recuperating or rebounding, and I was just wondering why the statin makers, why don't they wrap like the CoQ10 or ubiquinol component around the statin itself, because I just find the statin is just intolerable to take without supplementing it with ubiquinol.
Well, actually, that may be, as we mentioned earlier, that may be something coming down the road, actually. And also, you bring up a good point in terms of after exercise and working out, is ubiquinol is also for energy. And there's studies that are being done now in the sports fitness area, literally for endurance and especially for recovery. And then, again, that's with ubiquinol.
Like I'm 53 and I work out every day between aerobic activity and weightlifting. And when I was taking the statin, when I wasn't on the ubiquinol, I just kind of felt that residual achiness and tiredness in my leg muscles, and I just kind of felt tired like all the time. And I guess as you age, people just accept that. And now I could work out every day, and I find that I work out at a pretty high level, and I find that the recovery time is almost instantaneous.
All right. That's great, Pete. Well, I'll keep it up and keep taking the Q10, and who knows, we might find them wrapped together sometime in the future.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, it's time for a short break. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us or Dr. Berry about coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back with our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry, after these words.
Improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora-balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us because we're all different. It replenishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health, all natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemist or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
The immune system is your body's tool for preventing the onset of illness. Kinoko AHCC is a highly efficacious immune regulator made from fermented mushrooms. AHCC is supported by over 100 research studies used in hundreds of clinics and taken by an estimated 100,000 people worldwide. A recent trial at Yale on 30 healthy patients showed that AHCC increases the production of cytokines that help prevent the spread of abnormal cells in the body. Other published studies show that AHCC improves immune response to infections, including the cold and flu, and that AHCC with a flu shot is more effective than a flu shot alone. Another published trial on 21 patients showed that AHCC increases dendritic cells, which can downregulate a hyperactive immune response associated with allergies and inflammation. To learn more about Kinoko AHCC, call 877-YES-AHCC or stop by Wilner Chemist.
And here's some good news. The entire Quality of Life line, which is the AHCC, is now on sale at 30 to 44% off list price.
Most fish oil products focus strictly on numbers, the highest possible potencies of the omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA. But science tells us that potency is only part of the equation. For proper heart, joint, and brain support, you need specific potencies in just the right ratio of DHA and EPA. That's why Bluebonnet Nutrition uses only EPEX omega-3 fish oils. They're backed by years of research, more than 100 human clinical studies, so you can be confident that Bluebonnet's natural omega-3 functional fish oils will provide the scientifically supported levels of DHA and EPA for optimal heart, joint, and brain support with unrivaled potency, purity, and freshness. The fish oil used in these formulas are not only derived from deep-sea cold-water fish that have been molecularly distilled, virtually eliminating all heavy metals, PCBs, and other contaminants, they have also been tested by an independent laboratory. So, if you're beginning to suspect that may be something fishy about other omega-3 products on the market, catch the wave and harness the power of Bluebonnet's natural omega-3 heart, joint, and brain formulas.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Hi there, everybody. I suddenly went a little bit silent. This is Don Goldberg. We're here with Sam Forbes and our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry, who is with Conica, makers of ubiquinol. And we're here answering your questions about ubiquinol. Can you guys hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I don't know. All of a sudden, everything sounded strange. Anyway, let's get back to the phones and end all this suspense. And let's go to Guy. Guy from Manhattan. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Guy. How can we help you?
Yes, I've been taking, and I still have several bottles, of a Life Extension Super Absorbable CoQ10. The mark is Kanika Q10. How close does this come to the product that you're discussing today?
Okay. Again, regardless of the formulation, if it's ubiquinone or conventional CoQ10, it's not ubiquinol. There are different formulations that indicate better absorbance and that type of thing. But one of the things that I could say is that studies done to date were direct comparisons of conventional CoQ10 and ubiquinol. Ubiquinol has always resulted in higher plasma levels.
Yeah. Guy, I don't know that I can really answer exactly. I'm looking... Life Extension does use Conica's ubiquinol. The product that has the ubiquinol, I believe, is called Super Ubiquinol CoQ10. They have 100 milligrams and a 50 milligrams.
Super bioactive. Super bioactive CoQ10 ubiquinol. It looks like it says.
Yeah,
Don.
It should say ubiquinol someplace on the label, Guy. If it doesn't say ubiquinol, then it's probably not. Okay?
I understand. It includes cold-pressed orange as well, but 100 milligrams. What would be the purpose of that, do you know?
That sort of acts like a solvent. It's limonene, I believe. D-limonene is used as a solvent to keep it soluble.
So that might make it more absorbable than the regular.
Well, the thing is that I think they were using that with the ubiquinone. Still not sure which one you have. Don just said Super CoQ10, does that, what was the name that you said?
No, mine is Super Absorbable.
That might be ubiquinone.
Yeah, that, if it doesn't say ubiquinol on that label, it's ubiquinone. And I think Dr. Barry would agree that even taking ubiquinone, you know, a lot of things have been done to increase the utilization of ubiquinone, putting it into an oil base, trying to form an emulsion, an oil-soluble emulsion, and so forth. All of those things help. Of course, taking, you know, being a fat-soluble material, taking it with fat at the same time helps also, but that still is not going to get you as far as going with a ubiquinol. Would that be correct, Dr. Barry?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, Don. So obviously, if you're taking either ubiquinone or ubiquinol, you need to take it with a fat. I would say, I suggest you take it with a fat or a meal.
Me, would you decide to just dump the ones you have and just go right to the ubiquinol?
No. There's nothing wrong. I would use it up. If you're older than 30, 40 years of age, if you have health problems that are responsive to CoQ10, what I would do is I would get some ubiquinol now and start taking ubiquinol. You can use up the CoQ10 gradually as you go along. If you remember what Dr. Barry said earlier in the first hour about the dosage, he said when you begin with ubiquinol, you can go up to 200 to 300 milligrams a day for what? I think it was 30 days, Dr. Barry?
Two or three weeks.
All right, 2 or 3 weeks to get the blood levels up as high as you can, and then you can go on to a maintenance dose. So, you know, I would think from a common sense standpoint, if I had a stock of regular a CoQ10, I would maybe take 200 milligrams a day of a ubiquinol and maybe 100 milligrams of the ubiquinone, use up the ubiquinone, and then eventually switch over to ubiquinol. I wouldn't throw it away.
Can you take it with meals or without? Does it matter?
Well, like Sam just explained,
you
it's
need
a fat-soluble
note.
Yeah, so, if the meal had some fat, taking it with the meal would probably be a benefit. Dr. Barry, is that correct?
Yes, they're both lipid-soluble. Ubiquinol is lipid-soluble. So even if you're not having a meal, if you have it with, say, a bit of peanut butter or olive oil, that will certainly help. But a meal is preferable.
Well, thank you very much for your help.
Okay,
thank you
for the call. Okay, let's go to James from Philadelphia. Welcome to the Wilner Window, James. How can we help you?
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Dr. Barry, my question for you is this. Now, there are some companies out there that make a liquid CoQ10. What I want to ask you is that the brands out there that make liquid CoQ10, are there any of them used a Conica? For their liquids, and what are the studies that have been done that you know of that compare the liquid CoQ10 and how effective it is, ubiquinol, how effective it is as opposed to other. I mean, is a liquid CoQ10, effective?
All right, Dr. Barry, are there any advantages to liquid forms of either ubiquinone or ubiquinol if it is available as a liquid? I don't even know if it is.
Well, the answer is yes, in general. There's a number of, I think, lipid ubiquinone products out there, but there's only one, as far as I know so far, of ubiquinol, and it shows... Usually, and that was developed for patients that may be compromised and not be able to swallow well, either ALS patients, Down syndrome patients, and that type of thing. So it's more for so that these particular patients can take it, and it was very beneficial. I don't know if it's beneficial more so than regular ubiquinol or not.
Well, taking a soft gel, I mean, you technically are taking a liquid form, so... it's probably fine to take. I would say the liquid soft gels are probably fine. I don't think you have to go out of your way to get the liquid form because, I think the soft gels should work. Okay, we're going to have to take a pause now to take a quick little break, but we'll be right back after this.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Boom, boom, boom. Okay, listen to those drums. I guess that's they're summoning us to end the show soon. We are winding things down, so we've enjoyed spending this time with you and hope you found the Wilner Window helpful. And I want to thank Dr. Robert Barry for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
It was great having you, and hopefully we answered your questions about coenzyme Q and ubiquinol. Of course, you're invited to visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan and at 100 Park Avenue and 250 Broadway, and we'll see you here next week, everybody. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.